Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, your host, and today we're joined by Wilfred Martis. Wilfred, what do you do at Intel?
I run platform strategy and planning for the Digital Home Group, which is a group focused on the consumer electronics industry.
So today in the home, we've got a number of discrete devices, whether it be your DVR, your television, your PC. What is the future here? And are we moving the internet into the living room?
Absolutely. Products have gone from being islands inside the home to being more connected. The emergence of home networks, as well as the broadband connections that are coming into the home, have made consumers ask for content to be able to be shared across devices as well as to the outside internet.
You know, I think that people have seen the need for this convergence for a long time. Is there something on a deeper technology level that is making the time right for this to emerge now?
Yeah, so a few things are happening. One is the emergence of broadband connectivity as well as the networking inside the home. The second thing that's happening is consumers are getting very comfortable with technology. Today you see people going and trying new things, taking them home, trying them, and if they don't like them, bringing them back. The third thing that's happening is a lot of the content that consumers were used to getting on their radios and their TVs and their CD players is now on the internet. The consumers are saying, okay, now the content I want is on the internet, and I just want it at a place where I want to consume it. For example, video content, the best place to consume it is on the TV. So those three dynamics added up, we believe, is what's creating this perfect storm for internet on the TV.
What have we done with OEMs and with the rest of the industry ecosystem to make this a reality?
OEMs traditionally in the consumer electronics space used to be mostly about hardware. A lot of that has changed. It's becoming a software game. So Intel is not only enabling the right hardware, but we're also enabling the right software solutions on top of it that allow those OEMs to use their software teams to innovate, customize, and differentiate themselves from the other commodity players in the market.
Are there going to be different content providers to the digital home with this new model?
I believe so. If you look at what happened when the internet went from a PC to the mobile phone, a whole new set of providers emerged. And we believe the same will happen. And you will see a lot of innovation happening on the TV with the internet over the next 3 to 5 years. A lot of new players will emerge.
You talked about the entire ecosystem working together to deliver the digital home. What has Intel delivered to the market that will drive this further?
So we're focused on Intel architecture. We're dedicated to building Intel architecture SoCs, which is system on chips. And what those products do is they integrate a processor core with a set of dedicated blocks. So you'll have dedicated blocks that do audio decode. You'll have dedicated blocks that do video decode and the like. So as we move forward, you'll start seeing dedicated solutions for the different vertical segments within the consumer electronics space. For example, you'll see dedicated products around Blu-ray, dedicated products around set-top boxes, and you will continue to see more and more optimization and innovation from Intel around SoCs, and we will then enable software on top of those system on chips.
And where have you seen the most compelling solutions from the industry?
We're seeing products like Apple TV, like the Vudu boxes, like the Roku Netflix boxes. So there's a lot of innovation happening in the retail space. But in some geographies, we're also seeing the service providers innovate, like online karaoke, like online gaming, news and chat and other internet-based services.
I couldn't help laugh at online karaoke. That sounds like a lot of fun. Where do you think the home is going, and what do you particularly have your eye on in terms of something really compelling for the home?
I think the first thing we need to solve as an industry is home networking. That home network has to be very robust. It has to be able to transmit video and audio around the home without dropping any audio, dropping any video. The second thing we need to do is create a trust model within the industry that allows everybody to innovate without being afraid of losing their intellectual property rights. The third thing we need to do is we need to build platforms that can talk to each other very easily. Consumers have to be able to come home just like you buy a fan or an air conditioner or a refrigerator, you just plug it in and it works.
So, Wilfred, you are the planner of the future of the digital home for Intel. If we went to your house, would we be impressed with your tech gear?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you an example. I'm a big Arizona Cardinals fan. Don't ask me why. and I live here in the Bay Area, but I follow the Arizona Cardinals. And I'll watch the main game on my big screen TV and then stream a second game to my work laptop. And then I send a third stream from my set-top box upstairs through Slingbox to my MacBook, which also sits on the couch, and I watch three games. So, yes, I'm absolutely a geek at home, and I love consumer electronics.
It's a nice example of multitasking. Yep. Well, Wilfred, we really appreciate you being on the show today, and good luck with continuing to chart the vision of the digital home.
Thank you for having me.